You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Apple's leading supplier Foxconn has announced plans to invest $500 million in the Indian state of Telangana, creating around 25,000 jobs in the initial phase of the project. The news was announced by Telangana Minister K.T. Rama Rao today. Demonstrating the Telangana speed, I'm happy to announce the groundbreaking of first of Foxconn's plants in Telangana at Kongarkalan today. With an investment of over $500 million, it shall create 25,000 direct jobs in first phase, Rao tweeted. The Telangana government and Foxconn, in a joint statement, said that the new facility is a promise to continue delivering world-class products to the markets and a milestone for Foxconn Interconnect Technologies' global expansion strategy. The Foxconn plant will be located near Hyderabad, specifically in Kongarkalan in Rangareddy district. Moving on, shares of Indian billionaire Gautam Adani's group declined on Monday after boards of two firms approved proposals to raise as much as $2.6 billion, with market watchers flagging concerns about potential equity dilution. Adani Enterprises Limited, the incubator for new group business, slid 4.4%, the most intraday since May 3rd. The firm got a nod to raise as much as 125 billion rupees, $1.5 billion, via a qualified institutional placement or other modes, according to an exchange filing Saturday. Adani Transmission Limited can seek up to 85 billion rupees via similar methods, the utility said separately. The stock, which slumped last week amid global index provider MSCI Inc.'s move to exclude it from an India gauge, lost 4.6% in early Mumbai trading. The approved fundraising is causing dilution concerns, said Deepak Jasani, head of retail research at HDFC Securities Limited in Mumbai, adding that the MSCI decision has also hurt sentiment for group stocks in general. Meanwhile, the annual wholesale price-based inflation, WPI, fell to minus 0.92% in April this year, as against 1.34% in March 2023. This is below the Reuters poll that predicted a fall of 0.20%. The WPI inflation fell for the first time in nearly 3 years in April, with prices softening across the board. Decline in the rate of inflation in April 2023 is primarily contributed by fall in prices of basic metals, food products, mineral oils, textiles, non-food articles, chemical and chemical products, rubber and plastic products, and paper products, said the Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement. In April, the food index rose 0.17% on year as against 2.32% in March. In a separate development, Japanese stocks advanced for a second day, pushing the topics closer to reaching its highest level since August 1990, with strategists at Goldman Sachs Group Inc. saying solid fundamentals and expectations for structural changes justify a bullish stance on the nation's equities. The economic outlook for Japan is strong, given positive factors including an inbound recovery, plans for robust capital expenditure, and ongoing monetary easing at the Bank of Japan, Goldman strategists Kazunori Tateibe and Bruce Kirk wrote in a note. In addition, companies are announcing solid earnings, valuations are cheap, and long-term investors are positioned in the market. Japan's benchmark rose 0.9% to 2,114.85 on Monday, coming within 0.3% of surpassing its previous closing level peak, reached in September 2021. The TOPIX is trading near levels not seen since the nation's bubble economy burst. We note the solid fundamentals compared with stocks on overseas markets, and we also think that expectations for structural changes or reforms could push Japanese equities up even further, the Goldman strategist wrote. In another development, a free trade agreement between India and four-nation bloc EFTA will help enhance two-way commerce, investment flows, job creation and economic growth, an official statement said on Monday. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, who is in Brussels, has discussed modalities of engagement for working towards a Comprehensive Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, with representatives of European Free Trade Association, EFTA, states, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. On April 26th here, both sides discussed ways to resume negotiations for the agreement. India and the EFTA states discussed the modalities of engagement for working towards a comprehensive TEPA, a press communique issued after conclusion of the talk said. Lastly, Indian equities BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 ended the session with gains of 0.5% each. Nifty 50 closed at 18,398.85, just shy of the 18,400 level and 60 points down from its intraday high. Sensex closed 317 points higher at 62,346. The broader market settled largely in the green as Nifty Small Cap 50 added 0.9%, while Nifty Mid Cap 50 gained 1%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.